Breakfast with Pat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Pat and Heels back on January 10. Mark Brabrook and Dane Zorko filling in this morning. Day two of the first Ashes test at the Gabba. Play will start early this morning at 9.30. SEN's coverage starting at 8 o'clock. It's a very, very important first session. If Australia can survive and only be maybe three down at lunch, because it's an extra half hour, sets us up for, you know, a first innings lead, fingers crossed. Look, I don't discount England until we've seen how the Aussies bat, because there's still a couple of question marks there.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's this first session this morning. You'd like to see Dave and Harris spend a little bit of time at the crease, really occupy it, see off that new ball a bit, because I think you saw Josh Butler yesterday. Once that ball started to, you know, get worn out a little bit, he was playing his shots and playing quite freely. So they can see off the shine a little bit and then get into their work. And
a couple of things we should also acknowledge from yesterday. Alex Carey's debut and kept really well and got an early catch, which would have settled the nerves, absolutely, no doubt. And speaking of catches, the more you see of those Hazelwood two catches in the end down there at fine leg, he made them look easy, but they weren't.
They're not easy.
No. Great catches from him, and great to see Cameron Green get
first
a wicket. Yep.
First wicket. Yeah, you love hearing stories.
Unfortunately,
like that.
Now he has an average, and the average is over 100. But at least he's got himself a wicket.
What's Nath Lyon thinking? He's stuck on 399.
I know.
What's he thinking?
I know. And
is it going to happen? Is that what he's?
Well, he got a couple to turn yesterday.
Yeah.
And it will be interesting to see how that one wicket is now three innings we've gone. So the two against India and this one here. He's bowled for three innings and not been able to pick up that wicket.
In fairness, he probably wasn't expected to get it. Probably even get a bowl yesterday.
With the way the conditions
were.
With
the way it was going. So he's got a couple of overs in. I thought he bowled well.
Yeah, I reckon he was more chance of getting a wicket if he had his long on or long off up rather than letting them just knock it down the ground. You know, you got attack, attack, attack. But anyway, and look, sun is out in Brisbane this morning for those listening through Kingaroy and Toowoomba and up north in Atherton and Ingham. So we should start at 9.30, despite the amount of rain that Brisbane got yesterday afternoon. You know better than most how well that Gabba ground drains. I'm sure that you've been...
I'd be dry.
Yeah, you've been warming up and the heavens have opened, gone back in the dressing rooms and come out and barely a spot of water on the ground.
We've had games where it has bucketed down in our warm-up and we've changed our game plan to play a wet-weather style of football, but by the time we've gotten out there, it's actually dry and we've had to change back to our original plan. So it drains fine. The sun's out this morning. It'll be steamy. It'll be hot. It'll be all the things England don't want, but that outfield will still be quite fast and the ground staff are the best in the world.
And the Richies will be there today
too. Richies,
The Richies are there on day two.
The
best of Pat and Heels. We play a couple of interviews, or an interview a day at least, reminiscing on what a great year. And I thought, because you're not going to be here tomorrow, you've got training tomorrow, I thought we'd replay one of the funniest interviews of 2021. Breakfast with Pat and Heels, the best of, as we meet the Lions' top round draft pick.
Now we've got something very special on the Zorks. Are you paying attention?
I'm listening.
Don't get ready for your next update because
I'm doing a little bit of research.
We've got your brand new teammate on the phone, who has already attracted attention from Patrick Dangerfield as the best celebration of draft ever. Darcy Wilmot, a very good morning, and welcome to Brisbane Radio.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
How was like number one? Have you escaped uninjured after all your mates just piled on top of you last night?
God, the amount of elbows and punches that I got. Me, my girlfriend was next to me as well. So as soon as the boys jumped on me, I tried to push her away. And I don't even know where she went after that.
No, that was her elbowing you. And who were they, Darcy? Were they your Northern Knights teammates or schoolies? What were they?
They're just my closest mates that I've known for years, like just like brothers, basically. Just like my brothers.
Darcy, how'd you go talking to Fags last night?
I didn't realise actually it was Chris until after it. I was like, all just caught up in like the moment and stuff, and had like calls after call, and when I realised like I was bloody unreal.
Is there anyone that you didn't reply back to last night from the team?
No, I've got a bit of OCD with that, and I hate seeing the notifications popped up. So I think for a good 2 to 3 hours, I was replying back to everyone. Got even through Instagram, trying to follow back the boys on Instagram. I did my best, but I think I replied back to everyone.
Is there someone lacking, Zorks, that you know about?
No. But it'll come out. It'll come out. It'll be yeah. Be spoken about if you haven't. Don't worry.
Darcy, I just want to know what goes through your mind when you hear your name called. I mean, can you describe the emotions?
Oh, jeez. I don't know. I didn't even have time to think about my emotions. I kind of got a quick kiss in, and then buddy punches an elbow to the head sort of thing. So, I was definitely like relieved and excited, and I don't know, just like wrapped, just unreal sort of thing.
Yeah, was there a hope or a suspicion that you were going to the Lions?
Yeah, there was heaps of talk. There was a couple of talks between even moving up to pick 13, and then Melbourne were trying to come down for Richmond's pick, but then that got traded with GWS, and then Brizzy had 14, but then that got pushed up to 2 to 16. So there was heaps of talk about it though early on.
Okay.
What was what's your mum and dad's reaction like, mate? How have they all taken the news?
So mum, she's a Sookie Lala. She already started crying.
Yeah. Well, you're but, a parent, mate.
Yeah, they all do.
Yeah. And that was my mum's husband. So like my stepdad's kind of thing. He was wrapped as well. I think he had tears, stuff like that. So I think my sister Holly, I don't know who was worse, her or mum, but they were both about each other. Had a bloody wet shoulder after, so it was all right.
Yeah, no, I don't think I could keep a dry eye if my son, you know, achieved something like that, and a dream coming through.
Absolutely, I remember my mum was the same.
Yeah, what about early influences for you, Darcy? Like, who was your poster man on the bedroom wall?
I loved a bit of Scott Penderbury when I was growing up, but a main influence was my dad. So he passed away in year 7, but he played a couple of games for Collingwood, and my favourite person in my life sort of thing. So he was just always that person for me.
Yeah, brilliant, mate. Brilliant.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, Zorks, well, maybe you can give Darcy an insight on what he's walking into, the culture and things like that he's going to see in the next few months.
Yeah, hopefully, mate. Fingers crossed we're able to get you up before Christmas. That'd be ideal for starters. But, mate, you come into a club that values family and are so conjuncted in everything that they do. Everything we do for each other, from going out and having breakfast and lunches, dinners with each other to, you know, just sitting down talking and really caring for the person, mate. So you're walking into a fantastic club, a club that has some fantastic values and a great culture. So looking at your, what I've seen over the last 24 hours, I think you're certainly going to fit in really well. Already you've been the talk of our players chat, which is, pretty special. Not everyone gets that. So, mate, I think you're going to be a fantastic pickup for us, and you might be able to give Richie a few tips down in that back line how to break lines, because it looks like you're a little bit of a speed demon down there from what I've watched.
Oh, we'll see about that. But thanks heaps for that. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
And Darcy, a right footer?
Right footer, mainly right footer.
You can play the other side to Richie.
Yeah, exactly right.
So what is in for Darcy now? You know, a young man who's been put into this club. What are the expectations?
Oh, to come in and enjoy himself for starters. It's such a journey to get to the AFL, and everyone always says, your career starts once you get there.
Yeah.
And that's true to an extent, but I think for the first few weeks, it's about finding your feet, and Darcy will certainly do that. He'll come and watch training, probably won't join in for the first couple sessions. He'll just watch it, go through a few testings and stuff like that. But up until Christmas, it'll be just enjoying himself and getting familiarised.
Mm. Hey, Darcy, who out of the Lions, out of the current crop, with the exception of the skipper, do you admire most?
Oh, geez.
Well,
I think it'd probably be like the older boys, so like, you know, Dane Zorkie yourself, Daniel Rich, like Grant Birchall. I think just more the experienced players going into it who I feel like I can learn a lot off, especially Daniel Rich and Grant Birchall being in the back line, and Grant Birchall's history as well. Like, I think it's the mentor that I could get from him could just like make my football go to that next level. So to have them by my side would be, like, you know, amazing. So, definitely looking forward to that.
Dusters, did you know Harry Sharp, or did you play with Sharpie or against him or with him or anything like that? You were the same age, yeah?
Harry Sharp?
No. Well, we drafted him last year, and I just thought that maybe, because I saw he was mates with Kyle Lohman as well.
Yeah, I think it might have been Kyle.
Yeah, but I thought this might have all...
I didn't know they all came from Ballarat either, the Berries and all that sort of stuff.
I thought you might have all hung out or played against each other and had a few rivalries there. I said that would have been a nice one to get into.
Who's won in your day, Victoria Metro or Country?
In what, mine?
Yeah.
Oh, Metro.
Metro have been beating Country.
We're the bloody best. So.
Very good, mate. Very good.
Very good. What was the go with the Pepsi Max last night?
It was just what I was going to do after. I have a couple of Pepsi Max with the boys and the family and stuff.
And
so,
fire up.
Everyone knows that I love a Pepsi Max. So, all my mates are thrilled when I was saying that. So, I think Mum bought a 30-pack for a couple of my mates that don't drink as well. So I think I had 34 last night, so it'd be crazy.
Been bouncing all over those walls there.
Yeah, who are the current AFL provider for soft drink?
Coca-Cola.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Well, just be careful there, mate.
we've got a conflict of interest straight away on your first day. Hey, so, mate, when are you planning? I mean, obviously, because of the borders, et cetera, in your mind, would you like to be up here before Christmas? Is that the best thing for you?
I've had talks that I probably won't even get up until next year because of the borders won't reopen until then.
Yep.
I think you just got to play by ear sort of thing. But at the moment, I don't think until next year, maybe early next year. But we just got to wait and see what happens.
Hey, it was the celebration for all time in the draft last night. And it's great that you've been able to chat to the skipper this morning. Congratulations, Darcy. Really, really wrapped for you. And we look forward to meeting you whenever you arrive.
Yeah, welcome, mate.
On your Darcy.
Nah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Best of Patton Heels, Darcy Wilmot, Dane Zorko. It might be sooner than he thinks that he's here meeting everyone.
Yeah, I reckon he might be up next week. Gut feel. Got a little bit of inside knowledge.
Okay, so that'll be interesting for him.
It will be. I think we're going to try and get all those Victorian boys up now that the border's opening up a little bit earlier. Obviously, have to go through their tests and everything like that, their COVID stuff. But
Will he train before Christmas? Or will they wait until everyone comes back? Okay.
Unlikely. I mean, they're not coming up till Monday, so they'll probably just watch. Maybe Wednesday afternoon, maybe. Friday, I reckon, will be a pretty intense session for us heading into the Christmas break. So maybe Wednesday, but I think he'll do the gym and just get familiarised with the place. And
sounds like you're looking forward to that Friday session before
can't
the Christmas
wait.
Break. Yeah,
you've similar to last night.
You've got that look on your face that you're really looking forward to it now. Day two of the Ashes starts at 9:30. Play starts. Coverage on SEN from 8 o'clock. And thanks to Foxtel, Australia's only dedicated sport 4K Ultra HD channel. Let's relive the highlights of day one.
How we have waited collectively for this series to begin. It echoes around the Gabba as the all clear is given and a nation turns its eyes to Mitch Stark. The Ashes summer of 21-22 gets underway as Stark roars in and bowls to Burns. He bowled his first ball! Mitch Stark serves notice! And Ashes can be defined by the first delivery! And Stark has bowled Burns on the leg stump around his pants. Hazelwood bowls. Milan is edging and he's caught by Carey. First catch was the Australian test keeper. And Hazelwood does his thing. Two left in the over. Root batting outside his crease. Hazelwood edges, caught at first slip. Root has gone for a duck. It's all happening for Australia in the first half hour of the Ashes. And the best batsman of the world has to depart without a run to his name. Cummins bowls, edge from Stokes, and he's caught at third slip. Labuschagne diving away to his left, takes the catch, and the danger man is gone. Stokes out for five. Pat Cummins strikes. The skipper does the business.
Cummins is going to go over the wicket this time to Hamid. He's ready for him now. Three slips. And he edges to one of them, and Steve Smith takes the catch. As easy as that. Straight after the break at lunch, Hamid has edged the ball, a regulation nick, and straight to Steve Smith.
Butler back on strike, Stark bowls edged and gone! The perfect comeback from the southpaw. Mitchell Stark in that corridor, Butler a fraction indecisive. Short of a length, high in the air, top edge down towards fine leg, an opportunity for John Hazelwood, and he takes it! There's Green's first wicket in Test cricket, courtesy of a brilliant catch, Hazelwood. Warner and Smith in the slips, the captain Cummins on the way, bowls to Robertson yet to get off the mark, edged and gone! That is fabulous bowling for Pat Cummins.
Pat Cummins giving every effort, he dug it in short, it popped up off the glove, and he's caught in close at short leg. Marcus Harris under the lid takes the most simple of catches, and the persistence, the consistency of the captain pays off. He has 4 for 36. Walks on strike. Cummins short. He falls almost blindly in the air, down to fine leg.
He's done it again.
And Hazelwood has repeated the dose, taken a magnificent catch, and Pat Cummins, all the glory of being captain of Australia, hasn't changed too much at all. A fifer and debut as captain.
Well, there is the highlights of day one. Let's hope there's batting highlights on day two and not as many bowling highlights.
We don't want any wickets today.
We don't. Foxtel, the only place to watch every ball of the Vodafone Ashes series in 4K Ultra HD. It's 7:20.